On a quiet May afternoon in 1975, Iraqi soldiers drove more than 12,000 Kurds out of several villages just north of the country's third largest city, Mosul. They were forcibly settled in a nearby dusty village. For nearly 30 years, the Kurds watched from afar as Arabs from other parts of Iraq moved into their homes. It was a campaign called Arabization, an effort to populate northern Iraq with Arabs loyal to Saddam Hussein. But as NPR's Guy Raz reports from northern Iraq, the displaced Kurds are now returning to their old homes.
Darwish Salu Darwish greets a visitor on a recent sunny afternoon in his brick-mortar home that overlooks miles of green wheat fields. The 85-year-old looks something like a Kurdish Father Christmas with his billowy white mustache and ruddy face. Just 2 days before, he moved to this tiny hamlet of mud brick homes known as Ma'amra Shan. Rather, he moved back. Darwish was actually born and raised here, and until one day in 1975, he lived a quiet farmer's life.
I remember that day very well. Many trucks carrying soldiers drove into the village. The soldiers jumped out and began knocking on doors. When I opened mine, they told me to grab my things. We were being moved to another village.
The soldiers loaded the 2,000 inhabitants of Ma'amra Shan onto the flatbed trucks and drove them 4 miles down the hill to a patch of parched earth known to locals as the village of Mahad. When Darwish arrived here, the village was little more than a collection of tents. Today, it's a small town with run-down homes and sewage in the streets. 85-year-old Darwish Salu Darwish remembers his fear of speaking out.
We were very afraid at that time. We didn't dare ask the soldiers any questions. They simply went house to house without leaving any house unchecked.
At the time, the Iraqi armed forces quashed a small-scale Kurdish rebellion that was being waged against the Iraqi government from this part of northern Iraq. The Kurdish villagers in the area were accused of feeding the Kurdish militias. Indeed, many of them did, but they claim under duress. So Saddam Hussein's government decided to repopulate the area with Arab shepherds and farmers. Yasim Mohammed tends to his flock of sheep and invites a guest into his roadside tent, now a temporary home housing his wife and 5 children. He says that in 1975, he was plucked from the desert by government officials and told he must move up north. Mohammed and the hundreds of other Arab farmers who live in similar tents nearby were all told to settle the villages, abandoned by the Kurds back in 1975. But 2 weeks into the recent war, when it appeared the government was about to collapse, Yasim Mohammed packed up his family's belongings and left the village of Ma'amra Shan. Similar scenes took place in other villages. Arabs simply started to walk out. Ahmed Mohammed explains why.
We knew this land belonged to Kurdish people. We knew it was not our land. So we decided to move out because we knew that come back for it.
Ahmed, Yasim, and hundreds of other Arab families are now internally displaced. They realize today they were pawns of the government, victims of politics, and neither man bears any resentment toward the Kurds who returned.
I'm not angry with them because it's their rights and their land, and they must return home. I understand it.
Back in Ma'amra Shan, where a half dozen Kurdish families have now returned, there's neither water nor electricity. 45-year-old Yusuf Rashu doesn't care.
I returned to feel my freedom again. And that's why I came back, because this is my home, not anywhere else, and I need to be home.
Yusuf Rashu will also bring his mother home. She is buried in Mahad, but her remains will soon be reinterred to her birthplace in Ma'amra Shan. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ma'amra Shan, in northwest Iraq.